now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're taking a look at a part of the canton of Geneva, but it is actually very different looking, a different attitude, really, because this week's Swiss Art, we're taking a look at the history of Carouge, a city that nowadays does seem completely integrated with Geneva, but it has a distinct architectural and cultural heritage. And this week, we're going to take a look at why that is. So, yes, Dario, Carouge. If you cross the river into Carouge from sort of like Geneva proper, it does look a bit different. Why is all of that?
Yes, first a little explanation. I had the idea for this episode last Friday evening when I had to run some errands and rode my bike through the old town of Carouge with its streets lined with three-story high buildings, little squares, and the occasional neoclassical temple. This old town that has such a different feel to the old town of Geneva, as you mentioned, and any other Swiss city for that matter, there's almost something Mediterranean to it.
Yeah, and that Mediterranean feel, there is a reason for that, which we'll have a look at in just a second. But first, let's maybe go back to the very origins of Carouge. How did it all start?
Well, yes, it happens that Carouge is an old town, a really old town. Its history can be traced back a long time. Since the Romanization of the area around Geneva, the hamlet saw the passage of merchants who came from the south to converge in Geneva and travel beyond to the Swiss plain. The name Carouge actually comes from the Latin for carrefour, or crossroads, referring to this point of convergence for merchants. There is even historical proof for the fact that the current Rue Ancienne, on which the tramway runs, a tramway, by the way, which is one of the first tramways that ran anywhere in Europe, that road was already traveled by international traders over 2,000 years ago.
So that road, the road that the tram runs on right now, is a road that's been there for over 2,000 years.
Yes, for over 2,000 years.
Okay, but to understand Carouge's distinctiveness from Geneva, we have to then fast forward quite a bit.
Yes, so we're jumping to the 1750s. In the 1750s, the territory of Carouge came fully within the kingdom of Piemont Sardinia, with its capital in Turin. So Carouge came solidly under Catholic influence, while Geneva, right next door, was famously known as the Protestant Rome at the time, with allowing in a lot of Protestants fleeing from persecution in other parts of Europe. Now, at the time already, Geneva became very wealthy, and wishing to take indirect advantage of the commercial traffic coming to and from Geneva, the king in Turin decided to revitalize the peaceful little hamlet that Carouge was at the time.
Okay, I mean, Turin is a fair distance from Carouge, so why and well, how did he actually manage to take control, I think, would be the question.
Well, what he did to basically boost Carouge's economic expansion is he allowed some privileges in the city of Carouge. For example, he accepted the arrival of a large number of foreigners of all origins and religious backgrounds in order to promote the economic development of the place. So Freemasons came and were let into Carouge. Germans came, Protestants came, also to this Catholic place. So Protestants were also allowed, not unlike how they were allowed into Geneva. And Jews from Alsace were also granted rights and complete religious freedom in Carouge at the time already, which was quite unusual for a city in Europe at the time, to give Jewish population the right to practice their religion, the right to build a synagogue. The king's plans worked very well. Merchandise to and from Geneva passed through Carouge in abundance, and the population exploded in the second half of the 18th century.
It strikes me as quite enlightened. frankly.
Yes, it was an enlightened place.
Yes.
But for economic reasons.
Why not? I mean, I think some people could learn from that today. Anyway, so much so that Turin did, in fact, decide to put some order in this rather, let's say it was a chaotic expansion of the town.
Yes, it was in the 1760s and 70s that the authorities in Turin decided to redraw the map of Carouge. The area to be urbanized was configured around traffic arteries, forming a regular grid of islands that you can still visit nowadays, with only the Rue Ancienne breaking the symmetry. So this famous street that has existed for 2,000 years and on which the tram now runs. And it's because of this urbanization done by Italian planners of the time that Carouge still has a bit of an Italian feel to it. So it's not just up to chance, and it isn't just a feeling. It's an actual thing, it's a fact. Carouge was, the old town of Carouge as we know it now, was designed by Italian city planners.
Okay, now Carouge isn't now part of Italy, as I think we could all decide. So it didn't stay under the authorities of the King of Sardinia for long. So what happened?
Well, what followed was a period of back and forth between different powers. First, at the end of the 18th century, Carouge, together with the surrounding area, was attached to France and thus passed under the authority of its rival, Geneva. Then it was briefly back to the Kingdom of Sardinia, before in 1816, at the Treaty of Turin, the commune of Carouge was attached to the canton of Geneva and thus to the Helvetic Confederation.
So since then, Carouge has been part of Switzerland and has completely grown together with Geneva, but it does still have a rather distinct identity.
Yes, you could say that. The Carougeois are certainly still proud of their little town's cultural and architectural heritage and bohemian flair, and they're also not shy about it. For a long time, the town's tagline was Le bon côté de la ville, or in English, the good side of town, which goes to show how at least the town authorities felt about it. A tagline that always made me smile when I came across it on some posters in Carouge, right? They had sometimes some official posters of the municipalities hanging around in the commune, or when you cross over from Geneva to Carouge, they would put these posters up so that you know that now you're in Carouge, and it would have to have this tagline, Le bon côté de la ville, on the poster. Although I have to say, when I Googled it yesterday, I didn't find it on the official website of the municipality, so it might be that they have decided at last that it was maybe a little too presumptuous to keep it. But it goes to show, yes, how Carouge feel about themselves. And in a way, I can't blame them, because it is really a nice part of town with the little shops that are lining the old town streets. So yes, if they keep it, I could understand.
Yes, I think Carouge is one of those places that still, to this day, will benefit a bit from Swiss federalism, because, of course, it is a commune. It's not part of the Ville de Genève, obviously. It's a part of the canton, yeah, but not the town. It's its own commune. So it still has this ability, doesn't it, to run its own affairs and look after itself to this day.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, there you go. That's Carouge there. So, Dario, thanks very much indeed. If you'd like to hear that episode again or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.